This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A protest against China's strict zero COVID policies resurfaced in Shanghai on Sunday afternoon, even after police cleared away hundreds of demonstrators in the early morning with force and pepper spray. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Crowds stood and filmed as police started shoving at people who had gathered in the street and shouted, "We don't want PCR tests, we want freedom." That's according to a witness who did not want to be named for fear of retribution. Since Friday, people have held protests across China, where street demonstrations are extremely rare, but anger and frustration have flared over the deaths from a fire in an apartment building in Urumqi that the public believes was caused by excessive lockdown measures that delayed rescue. A crowdsourced list on social media showed that there were demonstrations in 50 universities. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Officials say shelling by Russian forces has hit several areas in eastern and southern Ukraine overnight as utility crews continue a scramble to restore power, water, and heating from widespread strikes in recent weeks. With persistent snowfall blanketing the capital, Kyiv, Sunday, analysts predicted that wintry weather could have an increasing impact on the direction of the conflict that has been raging since Russian forces invaded Ukraine more than 9 months ago. Ukraine's state power grid said electricity producers are now supplying about 80% of demand. That's an improvement from Saturday's 75%, the company says. Find more on our website, VOANews.com, along with the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran, and follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has promoted dozens of military officers involved in the recent launch of a new ballistic missile, state media reported on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu has more.
Kim Jong-un said North Korea is working towards becoming the world's most powerful nuclear force. State media reported the leader's announcement on Sunday. It came as he promoted dozens of military officers involved in the November 18 launch of the new Hwasong-17, the country's largest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. With the Hwasong-17 able to reach the United States mainland, the earlier test launch prompted Washington to urge the United Nations Security Council to hold Pyongyang accountable for its missile tests. Such tests are banned by Security Council resolutions.
Meanwhile, Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei's niece, a well-known rights activist, has called on foreign governments to cut all ties with Tehran over its violent crackdown on popular unrest kindled by the death in police custody of a young woman. A video of a statement by Khamenei's niece was being widely shared online after what activist news agency HRANA said was her arrest on November 23rd. The protest sparked by the death of young Kurdish-Iranian woman Mahsa Amini after her arrest for so-called inappropriate attire posed one of the strongest challenges to the country's clerical establishment since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Eyewitnesses and aid workers said that allies of Ethiopia's federal military are looting property and carrying out mass detentions in Tigray. The accounts raise fresh concern about alleged atrocities after the warring parties signed a truce more than 3 weeks ago. Diplomats and others hoped the truce would bring an end to the suffering in the embattled region that's home to more than 5 million people. Tigray is still largely cut off from the rest of Ethiopia, although aid deliveries into the region have resumed after the November 2nd ceasefire agreement signed in South Africa. Hundreds of people from several Senegalese ethnic groups paraded through the streets of the capital Saturday for the third edition of the Dakar Carnival. Initiated in 2019, this event, which aims to celebrate the cultural richness of Senegal, is now integrated into the cultural calendar of the Senegalese capital. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.